From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On April 4th, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state of Oregon was sending New York 140 much-needed ventilators. On April the 5th, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee announced the return of 400 ventilators for redeployment to states hardest hit by coronavirus. But locally, while other states are helping New York, many government officials do not want Cuomo moving ventilators around the state to meet the greatest needs. Congressman Antonio Delgado, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, State Senator George Amador, Assemblymember Chris Teague, and others sent Cuomo a letter to complain about his executive order to loan hospitals with the greatest need 20% of ventilators from hospitals not currently overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. The letter said, and I quote, "We are aware of plans to shift ventilators from our upstate communities and are gravely concerned. Healthcare access in rural communities has long been under strain, and we know the apex of cases in upstate is around the corner. We stand ready to help our fellow New Yorkers, but moving needed ventilators from our region now would be devastating and counterintuitive to all data on the spread of COVID-19. We will continue to work together to do everything in our power to make sure folks in our region have every single thing they need to get through this health crisis." End quote. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Local agencies are bracing for an increase in domestic violence complaints during the current stay-home orders. On average, nationwide, more than 10 million individuals every year are physically abused by an intimate partner, and 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner, according to the New York State Office for Prevention of Domestic Violence. The Greene County Sheriff's Office reported a rise in domestic disputes calls this year, with 5 in February and 16 in March. Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said, and I quote, "What is noticeable was that 9 of the 16 was during the week of March 21st, end quote. That was the first week of the stay-home orders. With mass layoffs and a rise in food insecurity, Community Action of Greene County Executive Director Florence All said this can add to an already volatile situation. All said, and I quote, "The bottom line is domestic violence happens because a person is a batterer. A lot of people are affected by economic crisis or unemployment, but not everybody batters." End quote. Community Action has not seen a sharp rise in domestic violence hotline calls, all said. In the two-month period in February and March of 2019, the Hudson Police Department answered 39 domestic dispute calls. In February and March this year, the department received 38. Police Chief Edward L. Moore said, and I quote, "I have learned that crime is trending down in Hudson, but one stubborn category is domestic violence, which, as we see, tends to remain constant. I am concerned, though, that the pandemic may cause a spike in it, which may play out over the next few weeks," end quote. For help, Community Action's domestic violence hotline is 518-943-9211. The 24-hour live-operated Spanish hotline for the Violence Intervention Program is 1-800-664-5580. Anyone whose life is in immediate danger is reminded to always call 911. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the village of Rhinebeck has organized a car caravan intended to express the town's support for Northern Dutchess Hospital health care workers for Wednesday, April 8th. Rhinebeck Mayor Gary Bassett contacted Northern Dutchess about how best to honor the frontline workers, and they came up with the social distance event called the Healthcare Salute Parade. Passengers are asked to bring signs to hold up to laud the staff, who will either step outside the hospital or look through windows as the caravan passes by. Residents are also asked to share their messages on social media with the hashtag RhinebeckResponds. Participants will remain in their vehicles the entire time, and horns must not be honked. The caravan will form on Old Post Road at Montgomery Street at 2:30 p.m. The route will not form a complete loop around the hospital to avoid blocking the emergency room entrance. Last week, the Catskill School District held a similar parade for students, as have several other local districts. Read the full story in the Daily News. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson holds a COVID-19 town hall on Facebook at 2 p.m. on April 10th with Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairperson Matt Murrell, County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb, and Hudson Common Council President Tom DiPietro. WGXE will broadcast the event on 90.7 FM. Johnson also announced on April 5th a new student wireless access program designed for use during the COVID-19 emergency for Hudson City School District families that don't have internet access.
During my time working with youth and families, I understood the need for Wi-Fi and internet access, and that's even more prevalent during this time right now that we have. So we're giving away phones on loaner, and each phone is going to be fully equipped with 20 gigabytes of bandwidth, and they're ready for families just to charge and go right on the internet. This program and working with Spark of Hudson has been an amazing opportunity. Hudson City School District families will be able to grab a phone on loaner, and they'll be available to those families on a month-by-month basis for as long as this pandemic lasts.
The online forum on April 10th will be the first online forum for Columbia County officials since the pandemic began, although they have spoken to the media throughout the lockdown. Greene County officials on the other side of the Hudson River have been mostly quiet. They posted one Questar 3 briefing March 19th with local education officials online, but have not answered any questions from the public in an open forum yet. And the Daily Mail has reported that they are often not returning reporters' calls. Nix Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The changes made in New York's cash bail law last week have been criticized by supporters of the original measure as well as its Republican detractors. However, New Yorkers United for Justice, a criminal justice reform coalition led by two formerly incarcerated people, said the changes maintain the spirit of the original law's intent. The legislation, which was approved April 3rd as part of the state budget deal, added more charges that would require cash bail. The final agreement did not include a provision allowing judges to remand a defendant based on whether the person is believed to be a danger to the community. Cahill Cumberbatch, the group's chief strategist, said, and I quote, "We view these changes to the pretrial reform law as a signal that the legislative portion of pretrial reforms has drawn to a close. We will continue to offer our partnership to all who help demonstrate that fairness under the law and the safety of our communities go together," end quote. United for Justice, like other reform advocates, is currently concerned about the number of people in local jails who would face exposure to coronavirus, urging law enforcement to ensure that no one is unnecessarily detained or incarcerated during the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.